Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Alaska Commission Rates in Focus: What Sellers Pay and How Pros Can Add Value. A new guide breaks down what homeowners can expect to pay in real estate commission when selling a home in Alaska and explores strategies to reduce those costs. Alaska real estate professionals need to understand commission benchmarks to position their services competitively and demonstrate value in a cost-conscious market. Review the full commission breakdown at www.realestatewitch.com/average-realestate-commission-in-alaska/to-benchmark-your-pricing-strategy. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Anchorage commission rates edge below national average. 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Anchorage is 5.51%, which is less than the national average of 5.70%. Local agents can benchmark their own rates against this Anchorage-specific data when discussing pricing with sellers. Review the full Anchorage commission breakdown at the source link to inform your competitive positioning. Alaska Real Estate Headlines, Anchorage Residential Building Permits and Inspections Guide, updated on official municipal site. The Municipality of Anchorage has published official information on residential building permits and inspections through its Development Services portal. Real estate professionals in AK need current permit and inspection requirements to advise clients on residential construction timelines, compliance costs, and deal feasibility in Anchorage. Review the residential building permit process at the source URL before your next Anchorage property transaction or development consultation. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. New Alaska Property Record Search Tool centralizes owner, deed, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a centralized platform for searching Alaska property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AK can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating multiple county or borough databases. Bookmark https://alaska.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. AK Commerce Dept, Office of the State Assessor Resource for Real Estate Pros. The Office of the State Assessor, within the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's Division of Community and Regional Affairs, provides property assessment oversight and resources. Real estate professionals in AK rely on state assessor data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and market analysis across jurisdictions. Bookmark this resource for AK Assessment Standards and Regulatory Guidance. afra.commerce.alaska.gov/web/office-of-the-state-assessor.aspecs. Alaska Real Estate Updates. AK Real Estate Commission, licensing resources available via Division of Corporations. The Alaska Department of Commerce's Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing provides professional licensing services through the Real Estate Commission. Real estate professionals in AK rely on this portal for commission information, licensing requirements, and regulatory updates that affect their practice. Bookmark the Real Estate Commission page for direct access to licensing tools and announcements. http://commerce.alaska.gov/cbpl/professional-licensing/realestatecommission.spx. Alaska Real Estate Updates, Anchorage Public Records Portal, now available via Netter Online for AK Real Estate Research. Netter Online has launched a centralized portal for accessing Anchorage public records, property tax information, and assessor data. Real estate professionals in AK can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess property tax obligations for Anchorage transactions through a single resource. Bookmark this portal for quick access to Anchorage property records and tax data. https://publicrecords.nonline.com/state/ak/Anchorage. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surf post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most AK jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a 1/2-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.